Good morning, Radha Kala Chanjidam, Hare Krishna. To all the assembled devotees, those that are seen and unseen, it is always a wonderful opportunity to come together as devotees, to have such a wonderful association of devotees. And, of course, after each festival, especially Radhastami over the weekend and yesterday, you discover what a wonderful, unique family we have here. But it's kind of like the families only available to those who have eyes to see the foundation of our family. It's a wonderful, unique family that's always wanting to cooperate to the best of their ability. And you see how nicely devotees work together. This is what Krishna consciousness is about. This is what Srila Prabhupada's mission is about. One of the many things that his mission is about is that we come together and that we're always together as a family, regardless of where we come from. We're covering Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 28, Text 17. But before, we always like to hear the love that Krishna has for Radharani, the love that is so strong that if we're fortunate to go through the challenges of becoming a devotee, we'll get a taste of that in Krishna consciousness. But even before that, we'd like to, of course, sing about that love, Jaya Radha Madhava.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari, Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari, Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Jari, Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Jari, Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Jari, Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivarada, Yashoda Nandana Braja Jara Ranjanan, Shoda Nandana Braja Jara Ranjanan, Yashoda Nandana Braja Jara Ranjanan, Yashoda Nandana Braja Jara Ranjanan, Yamuna Tira Vanachari, Tira Vanachar, Yamuna Tira Vanachari, Tira Vanachar, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Jari, Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Jari, Yashoda Nandana Braja Jara Ranjanan, Shoda Yashoda Nandana Braja Jara Ranjanan, Shoda Nandana Braja Jara Ranjanan, Yamuna Tira Vanachari, Tira Vanachari, Yamuna Tira vanachari, tira vanachari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Kalachandri, Radha Kalachandri, Radhe. Radha Kalachandri, Radha Kalachandri, Radhe. Jaya Radha Kalachandri, Radha Kalachandri, Radhe. Radha Kalachandri, Radha Kalachandri, Radhe. Jaya Jaya Jagannath, 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 Jaya Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jaya Baladev, 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 Jaya Jaya Baladev, Jaya Jaya Subhadra, 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 Jaya Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Jaya Subhadra. Subhadra, Subhadra, Jaya Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Jaya Gornitai, 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 Jaya Jaya Gornitai, Jaya Jaya Gornitai, 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 Jaya Jaya Gornitai, Itai Goro Haribo, Haribo. Hari Bol Nittai Goro Hari Bol Nittai Goro Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nittai Goro Hari Bol
Srila Radha Kalachandri Jai Srila Radha Kalachandri Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. In Chapter 28 of Canto 11, we are covering Jnana Yoga, and text 17 is the one that we're reading from today, and it has such a broad spectrum of different directions that one can go in, but I thought I would relate it to some of the things that are going on currently in the world. Sometimes when you mention something or bring up something that's current and up to date, it's more relevant. Not ever to say that the scriptures are not relevant, because they are. Where would we be without them? But I thought it was an interesting topic. But before that, I'd like to exclaim the benefits and the mercy of having a guru. And we were, and we are very fortunate to have His Holiness Giriraj Swami, that's been giving the Dham his association over the years continuously, and we've had him to celebrate with us for the last couple of major celebrations. So we're very fortunate. His disciples are very fortunate to be able to spend that much time with him, as are we. And we are very grateful. If he never hears it from everyone, trust me that so many of us are very grateful to have your association, as we are to have the Dham that Tamal Krishna Goswami is so famous for, the foundation that was placed here. You can see it in his devotees and in how everyone comes together for big festivals and feasts as we have. recently and in the past. But I digress. Let's get back to Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 28. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Gnana Tamarandasya Gananjanan Shavakaya Chakshul Militam Yena Tashmai Shri Guruve Namaha. And this one is so relevant to text 17. And as we read, it should become clearer to you why this is so relevant. Now we'll read the text. I'll read it, and then for those that are comfortable enough, you can repeat afterwards. We're reading again, shloka, or text 17. And we have it. Amula metan bahurupa rupitam manovacha pranasarirakama yanyanasi nopasanaya siddhina chitva munirgam vicharati atrishna. Amula metad bahurupa rupitam manovacha pranasarirakama yanyana sinopasananya sintina chitva munirgam vicharati atrishna. Amula metad bahurupam rupitam manovacha pranyan sarirakama yanyana sinopasanaya sitanya chitva munirgam vicharati atrishna. Amula etan bahurupam rumitam manovacha pranasarira karma janasino pasana yesitina chitva muniyagam vacharita trishna. Thank you, Mata. Thank you. All right, we'll repeat the word for word. Amulam, without foundation. Itat, this false ego. Bahurupa, in many forms. Rupitam, ascertained. Mana, of the mind. Vacha, speech. Prana, the life air. Sharira, and the gross body. Karma, the functions. Jnana, of transcendental knowledge. Asana, by the sword. Upasanaya, through devotional worship of the spiritual master. Sitana, which has been sharpened. Chitva, cutting off. Muni, a sober sage. Gam, this earth. Vicharati, wonders. Atrishna, free from material desires. Now the translation here is, although the false ego has no factual basis, it is perceived in many forms as the functions of the mind, speech, life, air, and bodily faculties, but with the sword of transcendental knowledge, sharpened by worship of a bona fide spiritual master, a sober sage will cut off this false identification and live in this world free from all material attachment. Again, although the false ego has no factual basis, it is perceived in many forms as the functions of the mind, speech, life, air, and bodily faculties. But with the sword of transcendental knowledge, sharpened by worship of a bona fide spiritual master, a sober sage will cut off this false identification and live in this world free from all material attachment. And the purport for text 17 is, the word bahu rupa rupitam, perceived in many forms, also indicates that the false ego is manifest in the belief that one is demigod, a great man, a beautiful lady, an oppressed worker, a tiger, a bird, an insect, and so on. By the influence of false ego, the pure soul accepts some material covering to be his ultimate self. But such ignorance can be removed by the process described in this verse. Now, as we always say, the scriptures are nectarian. It was actually a bit difficult to stay within the realm of this text because it covers a lot. So let's see if we can focus on the here and the now and still stay attached to the relevant essence of this text. Most of us that are devotees that are here, that are listening over the phones and through internet, and those that will listen later, should by now understand the importance of taking a spiritual master. And I'll pull that together toward the end of the conclusion of this discussion. Let's talk about how we perceive different things based on, well, let's say, touch. There are so many different interpretations of the senses and the mind, and I came across something that was interesting, but stay with me on this because it'll make sense later. Someone sent an app to me, and I try to stay off of it because if WhatsApp is like Facebook, I would probably go absolutely nuts. It's way too much information, and for me, it would be way too much time spent on the internet. But I found this one interesting, and I found it interesting that I got it just recently. There's a video that's playing about a little girl. Age has not been determined, maybe 10 or 11, but the little girl is blind. Now, please do not even imagine for one moment that we're going to make this a joke about being visually challenged. There's a point that I'm making here, and if a devotee who was of sound mind and a clear conscience saw this, maybe they would see it the same way. The little girl has a pet, and it's a kitten. And she has this little fuzzy animal. She's tickling it and rolling it over on her bed and rubbing its head and having a really good time. And this animal is having a wonderful time. And in the background, you hear someone teasing her about Natalie, play with the nice little kitty. That kitty's really having fun. And then all of a sudden in the background, you see a window with the kitty with its paws up on the window, on the windowsill, looking into the room. And at that point, you hear maybe her brother saying, what is her name, Natalie? Natalie, that's not a kitty. That really isn't a kitty that you're playing with. And he's going on and he's teasing her and he says, feel the paws of this animal. And what we see as the seer, who is Krishna, as Krishna seeing, as we see, this child is actually playing with a raccoon and she doesn't know the difference because she's going on the feel and the touch. And as far as she's concerned, this is her pet kitty. But you look and you see that the kitten is actually lost. I mean, it's on the outside of her windowsill trying to get in. It may take you a little while to wrap your mind around that. But that's a matter of sense perception. Let's move on a little bit. And go with me because I can go out on a limb and still try to pull you back in. But let's bring it up to the most recent article I saw in the newspaper. And of course, it is not encouraged that we read the newspaper every day because the news is depressing. Same old news, names change, but the same nonsense goes on. But at least once a week, I will get a major newspaper and I will go through it. I like to stay up to date on the places that are safe to visit, what's going on in the community, but I don't get swept away in it. Well, if any of us are old enough to remember John McEnroe, and I'm going to scan the room and say maybe some of you are, maybe not, I don't know. But John McEnroe was a famous tennis player from the 80s, and his, I guess you could say MO, modus operandi, or his characteristic that he was very popular for was losing his temper on the tennis court. Now, if he did not like the call that the ref made, John McEnroe would take his tennis racket, throw it down. He'd have a little hissy fit. He'd stomp like a child. And this is a man. So now we're talking about the bodily concept here. This is a male. And the press and the population, people at that time, thought it was amusing. Here's this guy that's acting like a child, but it's okay. This is what guys do. That was acceptable. Fast forward to 2018, and we'll see Serena Williams on the tennis court. And she has lost a match by whatever means. And she has lost her temper. Now, Serena is in a female body. And the way the press handles it, they put out a derogatory, very offensive cartoon about her. And, oh my gosh, it was so condescending. And it was because this is a female, this is what females do, and da-da-da-da-da. But on the other end of the spectrum with John McEnroe, no big deal. Guys do that. In the corporate world, in the business world, and it's still changing. It is so confusing out there in the bodies that people are in. In the female body, If you are to succeed in the world, you're to behave as a man, but act like a female. I never did quite grasp that concept because it didn't make any sense. But no matter how good your skills were, you were still treated differently. You were paid differently, sometimes 40% less than the male counterpart that has the same position. And we're talking about bodily concept here. Let's look at the state of the families now. In many homes, you'll find that the female, the mom, is out working, and because it's challenging for the male sometimes to get a position, he's an at-home mother. And most people would look at this as, oh my gosh, he's acting like a female, and gosh, she's taking on the role of a male. But bodily concepts here. Sometimes we do what we have to do. Depending on what country you come from, what ethnicity, what culture, what your historical background is, that's the nice part about the mix of personalities in the devotional world. What to say of all the different makes, types of personalities in the material world? It is so confusing for the average person who has absolutely no direction, even though you may have been brought up in a culture that a male acts this way and a female acts this way. The lines are blended and crossed so much that it is causing a mass amount of confusion. And then I thought, if someone were telling me this and I was confused, I would ask them, well, so how do I know what role I'm supposed to play? And because I remember reading, was it a week ago, that whatever it is, whatever behavior or whatever it is, it's pleasing to Krishna, accept. Whatever is not pleasing, reject. Now, that's kind of broad, but if you're a thinker or if you're really wanting to know an answer to a similar question like this, like where do I fit in, if all else is lost, regardless of your belief, whether you believe in Jesus Christ and if they're following their scriptures accordingly, if you're following your scriptures accordingly, you know exactly what is pleasing to Krishna. You know to accept it. You know that if it is not pleasing, that you reject it. Now, I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on the position of the male and the female body. Pretty much, we know who we are. We know where we are. But every now and then, we need to do a rain check on our personality, on our performance, on how we're seeing people. I've noticed some people, depending on where they come from, will come into a room, and if someone of their background or physical features is sitting somewhere and there's a group of other people that are of a different background or physical features, they'll gravitate toward what they're familiar with. Well, see, the point they're missing is that you're not this body. You just happen to be the spirit soul, and I think it's been described that it's 1/10,000th the size of the tip of a strand of hair, traveling in, let's say the body's a spaceship or vessel. You're traveling in this body lifetime after lifetime. You've been a male. You've been a female. You've probably been a kitten. You've probably been a bird. You've had and a raccoon. I can count on Nandini to interject when I least expect it. You could be a raccoon. Yes, Nandini. Or you could be anyone from a previous life. But the point is, you are spirit soul, and you don't get attached to these bodies that you're in. Do you realize how much we limit ourselves when we only gravitate toward this group or that group? The nice part that I've discovered about living in the lifestyle that I live over the past 20 years is that there is a plethora of different cultures, ethnicities, and I grasp them all, and I try to find a common bond, because actually there is a common bond among us all. And we should be very careful how we minimize ourselves based on our speech, you know, that false ego perception of the bodily features, so many other different senses, Hare Krishna, so many other different senses that we use that are not perfect, and we box ourselves in. What is important is that whenever one is really curious enough to discover who they are, what purpose do I have in this material world right now? When you're curious enough, the old saying again is, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. That is why text 17 is so interesting, and how many times we've heard how important it is to take shelter of someone who knows. Now, what totally confounds my mind is that devotees come in, and it's up to you whether you take initiation or not, but you'll say, well, Prabhupada is the only spiritual master, and I don't have to take Diksha because I have all these books. Well, goodness knows he left a wealth of knowledge. But then his disciples also have translated and reflected on a wealth of that same knowledge. And they're right here, if we're fortunate enough, in our faces. And it's important to take shelter of someone that knows the meaning of life, that knows how to explain to you how not to be so confused by the false ego, that as text 17's translation indicates, although the false ego has no factual basis, it is perceived in many forms as the functions of the mind, the speech. If I speak a certain way, how do you interpret that? How do you analyze it? What does that false ego tell you about me? Probably it doesn't give you a really good picture. The mind, the speech, life air, the bodily functions. How do I function? Am I a very bold female? And you think I'm too bold, and you think, oh gosh, she's acting like a male. No. I am acting like a spiritual warrior who has the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as my father. And because he is fearless, as am I, regardless of what body I'm in. But going back to the translation, but with the sword of transcendental knowledge, sharpened by worship of a bona fide spiritual master, a sober sage will cut off this false identification and live in this world free from all material attachment. And I have one more point to make, and I'll end on the purport. And as I said, many lifetimes we've been male, we've been female. Sometimes we'll remember a particular part of ourselves being this male or female, and we come back in a completely opposite body. Again, what's important to understand is that we're not these bodies. Don't get so attached to them. Don't let them limit your perception of who you are. You are much bigger, much more important than you think you are. You have way far more potential than you think you have. But sometimes in this, most of the times in this material world, we're misdirected by the false ego. The word bahurupa rupitam, perceived in many forms. We have been many lifetimes in many forms, 8,400,000. It indicates that false ego is manifest in the belief that one is, you may have been, most of us have been demigods. You've come to Krishna consciousness, yes, you've no doubt been a demigod before. And as I said, a great man, a beautiful lady, an oppressed worker, a tiger, a bird, an insect, and so on. Those are realities. It's a little difficult to get puffed up in the body that you have, with the vessel that we have, that we call our body, that the eternal soul is traveling in, when you realize you've been many things. So don't get hung up on where you are. By the influence of false ego, the pure soul accepts some material covering to be his ultimate self. This is not who you really are from a previous life, from your previous activities and Krishna's final decision. This is the body you have. Again, by the influence of false ego, the pure soul accepts some material covering to be his ultimate self. But such ignorance can be removed by the process described in this verse. And the process described in this verse, very subtly, and it'll be brought to the forefront even more so boldly. And if you're listening to the scriptures, you'll get it. Take shelter of a spiritual master, someone that is not knowledgeable, not a pretender. How do you know a pretender? The guidelines are in the scriptures. And that brings me back to the prayer that's at the beginning, the shloka that's at the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita. Om Jnana Timarandasya Gananjanan Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tashmai Shri Guruve Namaha. We were all born in the darkest of ignorance. We're fortunate enough, our spiritual masters have opened our eyes with the torch of knowledge. My most humble and respectful obeisances to my spiritual master and to the spiritual masters, the bona fide spiritual masters of the world. And so, as I said, many people are listening by phone because the station can be carried in this particular community. I notice it's like about five or maybe 8 or 10 blocks out. So there are times when devotees, as we know them to be, well, everyone's a devotee, but there are people in the community that are listening that have not exactly visited the temple or taken shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. This is also to cover them. It is important that whatever your bona fide religion is, that you take shelter of it and you honor it to the best of your ability. And that as devotees, or devotees or people that are thinking about becoming devotees, take shelter of a spiritual master. It is very key for your spiritual development so that you do not become confused in this material world, in the age of Kali. So we'll end at this point. Any comments, any questions anyone has? There's a mic. I would like you to get the mic so we can hear what you're going to say. It's usually next to you. Oh, come speak, come speak.
What do you do about that as a devotee?
As a devotee, you take shelter of a spiritual master. The false ego is so strong. Sometimes there's a challenge. Is that what you're saying? Sometimes there is a challenge. Every single day is a challenge. Think of it, let's try this one way, then I'll mention another. But think of it as a piece of coal that ultimately becomes a diamond. You're going to be, that piece of coal is going to be rubbed in different directions. It's going to be scratched. It's going to lose its original shape eventually. It takes a lot of roughing around. It takes a lot of work to become a diamond. It takes a lot for devotees, depending on what your previous life was like, how you take to whatever your religious belief is, how sincere you are. Are you reading the scriptures? Do you have proper association? Are you in contact with those that are of a like mind on a regular basis? Those are just a couple of foundational paths that you can use. What I've found is that's useful is repetition, repetition, repetition. When you become a devotee, you better believe you're going to be challenged. You're going to be tested. It's like Maya says, oh my gosh, this person is not going to enjoy the material benefits that are out there, and they're trying to become a devotee, and they're moving away from me, and they want to be attached to the Lord. Yes, you're going to have your challenges, but you have to know that when you have taken shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, and you trust him, and he's following in the steps of the Guru Parampara, stay on track. If you have a spiritual master that's living, great. Have communications, questions that you have, doubts, have them answered by him. Take association of every opportunity that you have to hear other sages and spiritual masters that are of the same belief that you are. But it's repetition over and over again. It may take one individual 1 month, 1 year to get it right, 20 years to get it right. I came across devotees over 20 years ago. And I'd have to say because of the mercy of a spirit soul, it was a relative of mine. They brought me to a temple, didn't understand anything, but I was trying to follow. I almost walked out of Krishna consciousness, you know, Maya testing, and it's like I couldn't handle it. Krishna knows your heart when no one else knows your heart. Even if you're hanging on to the belief by the skin of your teeth, the very fact that you want this, you really want this, pray to Krishna, keep the association, keep the mind involved in reading from the scriptures and understanding who you are, who your father is, and where you've come from. Constantly guard your mind and your thoughts so that they're not disrupted, because nowadays it's very easy to throw anyone off track. You have to keep sincerely trying this, taking proper association and understanding what proper association is. It's all in the scriptures. And if you have further questions on having proper association, I would like to ask you later what it is that you're doing, how long you've been doing it, and what specifically is the issue where you feel you're not coming up to the standard where you should be. Because, as I said, everybody has a different time and space to achieve this. Don't compare yourself with anybody else. You're only as good as your last performance, not anybody else's. But it's not easy. It is definitely not easy being a devotee, but the rewards are amazing. Now, you don't know me, and I don't know you, but I've probably been a devotee for less time than you have, depending on where, what country you've come from. But I know that with just an ounce of a desire and belief, and just hanging on no matter how much I'm whipped around by the world, Krishna gives you different insight and different realizations, and you'll begin to see that you're on the right path. No, it's not easy, but stay on the path. You'll understand, and you will really understand the bliss of a relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, with devotees that are sincerely following. It really is almost, and I'm probably overstating this, but once you find the right niche in Krishna consciousness, and I would assume that's what you're referring to, it's almost like a little heaven on earth. I hope I answered something. Oh, no, thank you for the question. Thank you so much. Thank you for being here also. What is your name? Indira Radha, Hari Bo, Hare Krishna. This is... One Hari Bo, Hare Krishna. You're a baby. You are a baby. You've been around, but you have not taken shelter until about a week ago. You are on a wonderful journey. You are at the very big, at the, what do they call, the starting point of a race. Stay on track. Stay on target. Keep proper communication and association with devotees, with your spiritual master. And I promise you, it will become easier and easier. Yes, and it will become clearer. It will become clearer. Yes, that's very hard. It's very hard. And unless you are locking yourself away in a tower somewhere and you're not communicating with anyone, as long as you're interacting with people, you're going to be challenged, which is why you need a steady diet of devotional service, reading, chanting. Are you in the community of a temple? Are you close to a temple? Oh, of course. Of course you are. Mauritius has, you have a very good community there. Yes. So how long are you visiting the United States? Are you living here now? Oh, who did you take initiation from? Oh, Hari Bo. You have a perfect, a wonderful teacher. And you are a baby right now. You are still a baby, so don't be so hard on yourself, but never, ever, ever give up. Just when you think you have had enough, you can't take it anymore, that means that right around the corner, there's going to be a transitional period that you're going through, and it'll be worth everything that you went through. Thank you so much for asking that question. Thank you. Indira Radha. Hari Bo. Hare Krishna. Ah, that would be Maharaj. Wonderful spiritual master. So you have time to take association while you're here with him, for as long as he's here. Or are you traveling with him? Oh, you're going back to Mauritius today? Oh, tomorrow. Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, you just... Maharaj is very in touch. Maharaj is very informative. And you can discuss whatever it is you need to discuss and take advantage of it now while you have him here in his physical body. Take advantage of that. Yes, by all means. Thank you for coming here. Hare Bol, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaura Premananda. Hare Bol, Hare Krishna. Jai Krishna.